Boakai's girlfriend is not wish hunting anyone. He does not intend to wish hunt anyone. He would not make witch hunting a part of its programs and policies. However, if the Boakai administration got reports, be it from the GSC, be it from the LACC, be it from other anti-graft institutions that indicate that there are people who breached the public trust, and the Ministry of Justice determines that prosecutorial actions are possible so as to hold people accountable, that's exactly what the administration will do.
But the other way is that there was no due process, or there's no due process.
Well, it depends on what you or they interpret as due process. Take, for example, the situation that led to charges being brought against Mr. Tue and others. An investigation was done by the LACC. LACC is the Liberia Anti-Corruption Commission. All the commissioners who are currently serving that commission were appointed by former President Weah, not President Boakai. They did an independent investigation. They formed evidences of wrongdoing. They worked along with the Ministry of Justice to bring charges against people based on their report. And now, as they've been charged, they are supposed to go to court. Is that not due process? Or is there another definition of due process?
What do you make of former President Weah's speech recently that the CDC, if this continues, may put up resistance to the so-called government witch hunt?
So the first thing I would say, Mr. Weah is in a self-destruction mood, because frankly, he dropped the ball. If something is done consistent with audit reports that are available from people you appointed, and you have a disagreement, you would think that a man who has been former president of a country will follow the footsteps of what, say, Aloysius Taba is doing, what folks who came from the LTA did, and what other people who believe that the rule of law is the surest way of maintaining peace and stability will do. Rather than doing that, he comes to issue threats, to talk about resistance. He dropped the ball terribly. And for a man who, for years, people thought was a peace icon, a man who himself has boasted about his peace credential, to now being an agent of threats and lawlessness, is strange. But what we could say to President Weah, neither he or a family member of his has been charged or indicted for anything.